Center or wherever they want to go, and they fly down that road. They really do. We have a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit, and they fly. As soon as they get around that one corner, they take off. So the main thing is safety. You know, the chaos it's going to cause, and the problems they're going to have when the road is flooded, and it does flood. Clevenger Cove Road, down at the entrance. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is John Westorn. I have lived in the Arcadia Landing subdivision for more than 25 years at 200 Sunview Road. The subdivision is more than 100 years old and is zoned R1 single family residential. There is approximately 50 single family homes in the subdivision. In 2022, the Oliver property, consisting of 10.5 acres, was sold to Rocky Shores Development, which adjoins the far end of the Arcadia Landing subdivision. They built over 60 nightly rental units of 7, 8, and 9 bedroom homes. This has added 200 to 300 cars daily on Clevenger Cove Road, which we all utilize and is our only ingress and egress to our subdivisions. The road has numerous 90-degree turns and is very narrow. We have had numerous accidents. Police calls for service has increased to deal with speeders, noise complaints, and trespassing complaints. I'm opposed to any changes to the zoning in our subdivision. I am tired of corporations coming into my single-family residential community and trying to change the zoning for their own personal gain. I live here, they don't. I purchased my home in a single-family residential community, and I want it to stay single-family residential. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, gentlemen. My name is Randy Maddox. I've lived in the Arcadia Landing neighborhood for 8 years, 160 Linger Longer Lane. I was here a month ago, and you guys, thankfully, denied a short-term or a nightly rental that's a couple of hundred feet from this property. To be quite honest with you, if I'd known they were asking to put 10 single-family homes down here, I wouldn't even be here. That doesn't affect me. I don't care. Probably raise my property value. Please do it. Do nice ones. But we're here today talking about something that doesn't quite pass the smell test, I don't think, because I've had a few weeks to prepare to come up here and be nervous and say what I want to say in front of my neighbors and not panic, which I'm not going to. But the developer and the attorney didn't, not that they have to, but I would assume they would turn in a site plan. I would assume they would turn in something that says we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Apparently we don't have that. And if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. So we're going to do this, unless we change our mind and we decide to do all of this. There are 331 parking places within a half mile of my house because of something just like this. It's a disaster. I respectfully ask you to deny and request the commission to deny this application unless it is tightened down. I wouldn't complain about 10 single-family homes at all. Build great ones. But we don't know that. We just have a, we're going to. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next. Anybody else on this side? We're all good there. Let's move here to the middle. Start at the front. Take your time.
Hi, my name is Sherry Martin, and I live right across the street from this gate to this property that you're going to want to change. And our infrastructure just can't handle this traffic. I mean, we're a little area. We can't handle this. It's going to destroy our roads and ten little places. That's very nice. But when you start getting like Rocky Shores and you build all those, that's not good. That's not great. It tears up the roads. We've had police coming down all the time because of drugs and stuff going on from people visiting Rocky Shores, and we don't need another one. We just don't need another one like this. Next thing you know, you'll buy the parcel next to it and add on more there. I ask that you decline this and keep it R1. We don't need this. We are a nice little tucked away area with beautiful trees, and now we're going to be inundated by buildings that we don't need. It's waste. It's tearing our roads apart. It's hardship on our sewer. It'll be hardship all the way around. And it brings more teenagers, and it brings more. They put fires on the core land, which is against core rules. And they just need to slow down and stop thinking about the money, which is hard to do, I understand, in business. But I ask that you please don't okay this structure going forth as an R3. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, anybody else on row two?
Good evening. Rick Myers. I'm also a property owner in Arcadia Landing. My property is about 120 feet from this particular property on that north of on Clevenger Cove Road. This is not what Table Rock area is designed for. I've been coming to this area. I've been growing up. I grew up here, 1970s. I've been coming down here forever. This is not what Table Rock is supposed to be about. The bottom line is, to echo a lot of the points that were made over here, this area is single-family residential, and it has been since this lake was built. Zoning is a social contract between the county and the property owners. And when people buy and invest in property under certain zoning, they expect that zoning to be revered and honored as a go-forward basis. This is a change after the fact, and that's not fair to the individual residents. That changing those rules in the middle of the game erodes the trust in the overall planning process with our local government. Recently, I had inquired about extending water and sewer to my property, again, 120 feet down the road. That was denied at the county. So now, why all of a sudden, 120 feet shorter, is all of this available? Is that county, is that water and sewer going to be extended down Clevenger Cove Road? I highly doubt it. So why is it okay for them and not okay for us? This isn't housing. A greedy developer shouldn't determine future zoning growth. The commission and the adjacent landowners working together should determine that. Zoning changes create a permanent development patterns that are going to negatively impact our taxes for something that we don't even want. Again, resources like water and sewer. And once a neighborhood is upzoned and buildings are constructed, the change is permanent. This is a stepping stone to danger. I ask you to deny this. Thank you.
Thank you. Next row. Anybody in that? Going back one more? Anybody signed up in the middle? Do we have any over here on the side?
I'd just like to say one thing.
Did you sign up?
I did.
Okay.
My name is Ken Yates. I live on 110 Cardinal Road, and that's around a couple of curves from this property, but I do have a boat slip right there next to that property. It's going to be next to the new 10 dock slips, and it's going to create a lot more traffic in there. But what I'm more concerned about is I'm concerned about, if you approve this for R3, there are several other properties in there that I know it would set a precedent. You know, they're going to come over here, and we're going to be here for several other properties that want to be R3. And that leaves it wide open. Like I said, it can go up, they can change it. After it's approved, it's R3. You know, you can't do anything about it. And that's my biggest concern. I don't want to see more, because as everybody here said, you know, we don't want the traffic, we don't want all the hullabaloo that goes with it, like the drug dealers and this and that. But that is going to do that, you know. And if these other properties get R3 too, then they can do whatever they want to with it after it's an R3, as long as it passes the criteria for an R3. And that's going to create a whole lot more traffic yet. So we just want to stop and keep it at R1 in that community and make sure that, you know, we have a quiet place, reasonably quiet place to live. And that's about all I got to say. Everybody else has pretty well said it. I just want, that's my main concern, is what's going to happen with these other properties, because there's several of them right in there that have been bought, and I know that's going to be the case. if you approve this one. Anyway, thank you.
All right, before the applicant comes back up, you know, just again for everyone's reference, we're hearing the public comments, hearing from the applicant.
Excuse me, I need to sign. Can I speak just real quickly?
Did you sign up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Mike Sutter, and I live at 1023 Garbage Cove Road. And I just want to speak. I agree with, of course, everything everybody said here. You know, I mean, I know everybody here is very passionate about our neighborhood. It's been a great neighborhood. It is a great neighborhood. And we keep seeing these changes. And they're coming in from people that do not live in our neighborhood. There are all these people, like you say, it's self-interest on what they want, whether it's the Rocky Shores development, this development. I know the last speaker spoke of the changes just in the cove, the actual dock part of it. Oddly enough, there's some people here that don't represent, that aren't here, that are on some of these docks here that are in the cove. But I can't imagine how challenging, and I wish I would have taken some pictures, but the water's down low right now. And to be able to navigate in and out of that cove, and you're talking about putting a 10-slip cove out in there, I don't know how these other people are going to get in and out of their boat slips, which I don't have one in there, so it's not a worry. But yeah, I can see where that would be very problematic. I don't even know how you'd be able to do it.
So you need to address that.
I'm sorry. I don't even know how you'd be able to do it. But there's some other issues. One is the county came by when they redid the road, and they put a metal sign or metal mirror up. That was supposed to, I guess, help the folks from Big Bear Resort, or the what we call 5 acres, and then there's a road that comes down that merges in right there. There's like three roads that kind of merge right in there. The pictures don't do it justice on how the topography lays there, because there's a sharp incline. There's a road that comes out of what we call 5 acres. There's one that comes out of Big Bear, and then of course you got Clevenger. They put a mirror up there. They put a mirror up there basically because they knew that there was a problem there.
I'd like to clarify one thing on that right quick. The county did not put that mirror in.
Oh, they did not. Okay.
No, nothing with the county.
Okay. Well, there's a mirror there.
Yep, I
know. It's never been functional, I might add. But the point being is it proves the point that there is a problem there. That was not the solution, obviously. But the fact of the matter is multiple, or however many cars this thing's going to be, which... Who knows? I mean, like say, they changed the zoning on this. Who knows what it's actually going to end up being? And then I guess I have one other question, and that is, we have no sewer. We have no sewer or American water in Clevenger Cove Road or in Arcadia Landing, except for there was an accommodation met for somebody about a couple of years ago when they built a little house right there, which I believe he served in some kind of capacity with the county, that he ended up getting sewer across Clevenger Cove from what we call 5 acres, which is where they talk about accessing into the sewer. And as of right now, that property does not have sewer that's hooked up to that sewer line. That's basically a manhole that was, again, servicing that one house that happened to get sewer across Clevenger Cove Road into Arcadia Landing, which none of us other residents have ever had that opportunity. And therefore, I just have to say that if this would go through, does that mean we're all going to be having the same opportunity with sewer and water? Because I got a lot of property in there. But I'd make a fortune. So if this goes through, I have to say that please finish putting the sewer through and the water, because it'd be great. I mean, I'd love it. I'm probably one of the larger landowners in there, so I'd be like tickled pink. You'll never see me again, unless you come maybe to Florida. So on that, I just say thank you.
Thank you. again, what I was mentioning is we're